Business. Ad space for equity. Air for shares. Could an unusual venture capital model be taking off? In America, venture capital is plentiful, not so elsewhere. In Europe, a handful of companies are helping struggling startups with an unusual model, investing advertising space in them instead of money. Startups usually get their initial seed funding, a few tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, from family or friends. A venture capital firm won't step in until the firm is ready to raise maybe 10 times that amount. In America, intermediate sums tend to come from informal angel investors, typically entrepreneurs who've made a decent bit of money from their own startups and want to invest some in projects they like. But outside America's technology hubs, such people are rare. However, startups of that size are often making their first baby steps into the market and need publicity. Aggregate Media Funds, a Swedish firm started in 2002, pools excess advertising space provided by 15 Swedish media companies that are shareholders in the fund and gives it to startups in return for an equity stake. It also plans their marketing for them. If the firms do well, they buy back the equity in cash, which goes to the shareholders, with a cut for the fund. Patrick Rosen, Aggregate's boss, says it has made some 120 investments in both startups and established firms that want to advertise a new product or a stock offering, and completed around 80 exits, though he won't disclose how much money has been made. Similar models have taken hold in Germany. ProSiebenSat.1, a television company, has been offering other firms advertising in return for equity or revenue shares since 2009, and reported making more than €40 million, that's $56 million, in the past year. A newer fund, German Media Pool, founded a year ago, combines a range of shareholders, as Aggregate does, so it can offer its startups ads anywhere from billboards to TV. Nico Vaischer, the fund's creator, aims to double his investors' money. So why is the model not more widespread? It may have a bad reputation. Media firms that negotiate barter deals directly don't always do well. They tend to lack the expertise to invest in startups, and the deals may not be transparent. India's largest media firm, The Times Group, a.k.a. Bennett Coleman & Co., which publishes papers such as The Times of India, also owns a media for equity firm called Brand Capital, with stakes in around 400 companies. In 2009, under the name Times Private Treaties, it got embroiled in controversy after India's stock market regulator censured a group of people for conspiring to bump up the share price of one of its portfolio companies, and a Times Group journalist for midwifing media coverage. Critics say it is still hard to tell when Indian papers have financial links to firms they write about. Hence, Mr. Rosen argues, the need for independent, diversified media funds to act as middlemen. Even then, not all startups need ads. Some are happy with social media, and many others would rather have cash instead. Still, for some, it is just what they need. And for the media firms, since the ads would otherwise go unfilled, any return is pure profit.